less and far, use a pitch change for inflection and inside the diphthongs. Now, most of the African dialects are English, stay fairly monotone. And although some of these five diphthongs that we're going to be examining do change slightly in pronunciation due to the stress and the resonance characteristics, the major change in pronunciation for these diphthongs comes in the islands in connection with an upward lilt. Now, in a heavy island accent, you can always go upward in pitch to stress a word, man. But still, most of the sense of upward inflection comes on these five diphthongs of the English language, these double vowels. A, O, Ow, I, and Oi. Now we got some pronunciation changes, also this upward inflection. The long A, E, E, is the most heavily inflected diphthong in the islands, and also the one that changes pronunciation in the most difficult manner. You have not just A, A, with inflection upward, but E, E, almost A, ya, E, E. So you have day, day, rain, rain, investigate, investigate. Now what happened there is that when we have one of these diphthongs that inflects upward, it tends to sound like the stress is given to the syllable that has that diphthong in it. So instead of investigate, investigate, investigate. Remember I said earlier on the other side of the tape that you got stressed syllable and extra stress syllable. The extra stress tends to go on these diphthongs that inflect upward. Neighbor, neighbor. Administration, administration. A great April shower came our way today. A great April shower came our way today. Great April came our way today. Ailing aviator sought compensation after losing the race. The ailing aviator sought compensation after losing the race. Now, if we were to repeat that same thing with the African without the upward inflection and the air, air, it would just sort of take the stress and do a, 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 not a, but a. The ailing aviator sought compensation after losing the race. Without the A, A of the islands. The second of the diphthongs is the long O, O in American English, or the O, O in British. In the islands, you got sort of O, 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 O with the upward inflection. So you're going to have not go, but go, explosion, explosion. Closed, closed, oh, oh, don't forget to do the stuff with the lips that we've been doing too, expropriate, 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 again, sounds like an extra stress syllable, social, social, smoke rolled out of the open hotel window, smoke rolled out at the open hotel window. The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. Oh, oh, with the upward inflection. Now, even the African, though you're not going to have the oh, oh, you're just going to have sort of an oh, oh, or even an oh, oh. The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing, ton for ton. The next of the diphthongs in English is ow, ow. Now, when you get into the islands, this one very frequently sounds the same as the O. So instead of how, it's going to be ho, ho, with the upward inflection, same as the O. crowd, 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 astound, astoned, Geiger counter, Geiger counter, Geiger counter, again, the diphthong becoming the extra stress syllable, pronouncement, pronouncement, wild flowers abound in out-of-the-way mountain towns. Wild flowers abound in out-of-the-way mountain towns. The scale proudly announced that I had lost about a pound. The scale proudly announced that I had lost about a pound. About a pound. Oh, oh. Again, in African, there's little change in the diphthong itself, not so much upward inflection. The scale proudly announced that I had lost about a pound. Long I. I is the next one. Not much change in pronunciation, but still upward inflection. I. Cry. Cry. Advice. Advice. Politely. Politely. Arrive. Arrive. Dialogue. Dialogue. The ivy vines were tied down behind the shutters. The ivy vines were tied down behind the shutters. Mostly an inflectional change. Upward ivy vines. It's the right time to recite these ironic rhymes. It's the right time to recite these ironic rhymes. Now again in the African, not as much upward inflection. It's the right time. Still, I must stress on the first part of the diphthong. It's the right time to recite ironic rhymes. Still, letting the lips glide forward and envelop the sound. The last of these diphthongs, oi, oi in American English, has the tendency in the islands to stay like the I, like the last one, I. This one is somewhat optional because you will hear some people in the islands say oi, oi. But sometimes you'll hear, not soybean, but soybeans, choice, jice, exploits, exploits, royalty. Royalty, rejoice, rejoice, boisterous, boisterous. The little boy was anointed with the oil of royalty. The little boy was anointed with the oil of royalty. The oil of royalty. Sometimes you will hear the oil of royalty. Royalty, with the lips going forward. First aid ointment is your best choice for aching joints. First aid ointment is your best choice for aching joints. Again, with the inflection, choice, aching joints. Aye, our best choice for aching joints. Again, the African will be more likely to stay oi. This one, occasionally, even in some of the African dialects, you hear a little bit of I. This one sort of goes both ways on both sides of the ocean. This is the end of the lesson on upward inflection in the West Indies diphthongs.